550 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with, I think, half of Pottawatomie County staff. Hopefully someone's minding the store back there in West Moreland.
I tell you that I have a new favorite Pottawatomie County official?
Who is that?
Lisa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Pat just dropped down to the bottom of the list.
That's where I've always been.
Commissioner. Commissioner. Commissioner's
Commission
always been down.
Commission chair.
That's where I'm at on a lot of people's lists, though, Dave.
I noticed you got the short chair today, too.
Yes.
Oh, my. Well, I had to go get an extra one out of one of our side rooms because I have four Pottawatomie County officials with me today. I have County Commission Chair Pat Waxelman, also Administrator Robert Reese. We have Health Director Lisa Kenworthy for the first time. Welcome her. And then also Fire Supervisor Jared Barnes, who we've heard a little bit from earlier this morning from clips from yesterday. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments about Pottawatomie County business. Toll free 866-776-1350. Or you can tweet us at 1350. KMAN. But Pat, you brought in the full crew today and kind of tell us who are you know, what's going on today. I know we need to get to Lisa fairly soon as she has another commitment coming up she needs to get to. But
yes, and if I'd have known that there was this many people going to be here, I probably wouldn't have showed up. But here I am. So like I said before, when I come on, the more people, the less I got to talk. So it's good. But yeah, we had a pretty good meeting yesterday, and you know, we're in that budget time, and I figured, you know, we got Robert here. He can tell everybody how we're going to have a wheel fall off, or they're going to stay inflated for the next year. But everything, you know, everything's going good. We have, you know, some things that have been going on, like what to do with the old courthouse. We've kind of had some people leading the charge on saving it. And you know, that's a tough decision to make, and it's something we're going to have a meeting here, I think, July 6th at 7 o'clock up in the Sunflower Room for, you know, people that have a opinion one way or the other, voice it. And it's just that it's going to take so much money to fix this whole place up, you know, windows and redoing the rock and just so many things.
We'll definitely get into that a little bit later because I noticed that special meeting, and I know, as you mentioned, Pat, a lot of interest. But why don't we move along to Lisa? I know she needs to be back, and you know, for some meetings at 10. So yes, we'll lead off with you today because I know you have a lot to tell us about. And welcome to the airwaves for the first time around, Lisa.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. I know it's a busy time of year. You know, there's still a lot of things out there we got to look out for, especially this time of year, and just some things you'd like to share with us today.
Yeah. Well, I've been the director for a little over 6 months now. So restructuring, realigning things, looking at outreach and trying to better serve the community, also protect and promote what we've been doing here with the summer camping and outdoors is promoting education regarding tick and mosquito protection. Zika, as you hear in the news a lot, we do have, or we have been at the Tulip Festival. We were also at the Westie Barbecue, providing bags and education to protect against that. Brought you guys a couple bags for that. We do have two confirmed cases in Kansas. They were travel-related. There are no mosquitoes in Kansas that carry Zika. However, there is in the United States, Texas and Florida. So if you're traveling, also with that, and again, being outdoors and mosquitoes, West Nile is still around. We do have a positive confirmed case in Barton County, and actually they have just reported Shawnee County has mosquitoes that are positive. So wear your repellent, wear long sleeves, protect yourself.
We have Dr. Stephen Higgs is a frequent guest with the BRI, you know, and I know he is sort of an international expert about Zika. And he had said it had decreased just a little bit because people are maybe becoming more immune to it. But, I mean, in this particular area, and especially if you're pregnant, I mean, yes. I know folks are having to be very careful about that still.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But back to ticks, as you said, they're pretty prevalent this year.
Yeah, they are. So protecting yourself, again, wearing long sleeves and that. But with the health department, we're just trying to get out there more to promote our services, to reach those that fit or needing our services, seeing exactly what the the community needs, where those gaps are, and how we can better serve them is our goal for the next year.
You know, it's funny because you'd think in some ways summertime wouldn't be as active, but I would think it'd be just as busy for you, if not maybe a little bit more so. I mean, I know the kids are out of school, mm-hmm. and you have a lot of awareness things you try to do with school-age kids, but it is still a pretty busy time for you.
Yeah. And we'll next month be gearing up, July. So here in a week or so, we'll start gearing up for back to school, making sure, getting immunized, getting up to date. We've heard a lot about mumps, obviously, with Riley County. And actually, the surrounding counties all around Pottawatomie have positive mumps cases.
Still having issues with that. Boy.
Yeah.
And you might remind people what to look out for when it comes to that. That's something that the people may not completely understand. We have the different symptoms. I mean, mumps, you think of the big cheeks, but there's a lot more involved than that.
Yeah, there is. And it kind of some vague symptoms at first. You know, you have a fever, sore throat, kind of tired, achy. So a lot of times you can rule that off at other things. And then, of course, when you have the glands in your throat, where you get what looks like the big cheeks, then it's a little more prevalent to detect, but you're still contagious prior to that. So that's why it can spread fairly easily, sharing utensils, drinking out of, the same cups, things like that. Immunizing is the best protection we can have. It's not 100%, but it does decrease the symptoms. They're not as severe. And the length of it, the illness isn't quite as long. So that's why we push so much in vaccinating. We've also just recently had a car seat check lane. We do that, the health department, where Save Kids Coalition for Pottawatomie County, we host them. We did actually was very successful with our last one. We had 3 car seats that were unsafe, and so we replaced them and installed new ones. One of them was actually recalled, and it wasn't a very old car seat, so that was good. We have 3 more kids out there that are protected.
Sometimes people take it for granted that they have it in their ride, and they just may not realize. And I think you brought out the good point of that then. I mean, that's good to know for people out there. I know there was an ad circulating for a while, kind of a PSA, talking about, all these parents at the playground, talking and comparing notes. And the one, everyone just, all of a sudden everyone just stops when they mention, whatever the percentage was of car seats are not installed correctly. And they all just kind of stop and didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
So
it
does make you kind of just stop for a minute and realize how crucial those are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know, do we need to remind, what are the current rules and regulations when it comes to car seats? I know up to a certain weight, basically.
The best practice is that children ages 2 and under are rear-facing. They should stay rear-facing until they have reached the maximum weight or height, whichever happens first, of that car seat. So a lot of it depends upon the car seat that has been purchased. Manufacturers have gotten a lot better about having higher weight limits, so a child can be rear-facing. If you stop and think about, if you're in a car accident, about 80% or higher are front impact. So if you have a child that is rear-facing, the brunt of that impact is absorbed in the back of the car seat. But if you turn that child around and you're in that same accident, then the brunt of that is on those harnesses and that child. So it is best practice to keep them rear facing as long as possible. And it's best to keep them in a car seat until, as they step up, until they've reached the maximum height and weight of each seat.
Well, anything else you want to add? I know we've got other people to get on the last, 15 minutes of the program, so I want to be sure we fit them in, too. But just anything else, and we'll go ahead and take our first break. And, welcome to the airwaves. Yeah. You've done a tremendous job. And
thank you for having me.
Share.
And if anybody has any questions or wants to know what services we have, please call the health department. We'd be happy to help.
Again, we've had with us Pottawatomie County Health Director, Lisa Kenworthy, and, of course, also heard a bit from Commission Chair Pat Waxelman. I know we still want to get with Robert Reese and also Jared Barnes, Fire Supervisor. Got some other things to talk about in the next segment, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
Now, did you mention the goodie bag she brought us?
She did. Yes.
Okay, all right.
It's good. Got all kinds of good little things in it.
I must have stepped out of the studio, yeah. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
That's very nice. Yeah. It's the nicest thing from anybody from Pottawatomie County's ever done for me.
This is Clay Robbins, owner of the all-new Robbins Motors in Manhattan. Kick off your